Winter edged ever closer, and there wasn't much time for Deputy Dave Kane to complete likely his last secret mission. A former Special Forces sniper, he'd worked his way up the ladder to become a protector of POTUS and part of the investigative side of the Secret Service. His life had changed dramatically the day he'd arrived in Black Rock Falls and met Sheriff Jenna Alton. He'd taken the position of deputy sheriff, but as an off-the-grid operative, POTUS could call him into active service at any time. But this wasn't the reason for his mission. He glanced at Shane Wolfe and nodded. As the chopper lifted off, Kane adjusted his headset. He trusted the man in the pilot seat with his life, and had done so for many years. Now they worked together in Black Rock Falls with a different life and future for both of them. Wolf had been his handler during his years of service, and when he'd asked him for this one last favor, he made the arrangements without question. Kane's stomach clenched as the Potomac River came into view. He hadn't returned to Washington, D.C. since heading out to Black Rock Falls. As the chopper landed on the roof of the local FBI building, he pulled on a baseball cap and climbed from the chopper. Wearing his sunglasses and with Wolf close behind, he made his way to the basement parking lot and took the assigned vehicle. The slow drive to the cemetery gave Kane time to think back on his life with his beautiful wife, Annie. Circumstances had thrown them together and then torn them apart. But he remembered every second.